Holiday. Happy Memorial Day to you, one and all that's listening and tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Fierce Female Network. On today, it is, of course, May 31st, 2021. It is 4:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. It is 5:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And I'm here to tell you, on the United Kingdom time zone, it is plus 5 hours ahead. So I was told. So on today, I have a very interesting and very special guest. I was chatting with him just a few moments ago, Kush, the CEO and the founder and the president of Kush Deep Music. He's very, very outstanding. He has some wonderful music, and I'm trying to get him on the line. So you know how it comes to it, how it is when you're doing international dialing. So we were having a little bit of trouble getting him through. And so just stand by, my people. Just stand by momentarily while I get him on the line. We are going to jump right in and have a blast, have some spectacular music by him. You are going to love it. He is a blues rock singer. He's a producer. He is an all-time, all-around celebrity in the United Kingdom and inside of the United States. And so we are going to have a blast, going to listen to some music, and I am chatting with him. And so hopefully this is going to work. Hopefully this is going to work. But guess what? I want you to stand by, stand by, stand by. I'm going to play a little bit of his music, and I want you guys to do this for me really, really quickly. If you can, I just want you to jump on over to Facebook. Let your fingers do the flying on your keyboard. Let your fingers do the flying on your laptops, on your mobile devices, if you will. Please do use the keyword, Fierce Female. Give the page a like. I would so greatly, greatly appreciate it. And if you can, please do follow me on Twitter. The handle is The Fierce Female on Twitter and Instagram, same handle, The Fierce Female on Instagram. I would really, 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 really appreciate that if you could do that for me. Thank you so very kindly. So I'm going to play some music by Kush, and I know you're going to love it. I know you're going to enjoy it. It is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So we're going to jump right on in. Y'all know how I do. I don't like to mess around. I don't like to play around. I like to get on right down into it. I don't like you being on standby. So let's do this while I'm getting Kush on the line. Let's do a little bit of cranking up the crazy because, you know, sometimes things just happen. So we're going to crank up a little bit crazy, and then I'm going to play a little bit of music by Kush. And it's by a deep music. Hold on, hold on, hold on, if you will.
Bone chicka bone bone chicka bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone chicka bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone. Chains on, boots off, kicking back on my front porch. Summer heat, a cold drinky drink. You know everybody needs a little breaky break.
Yeah.
Living long. In slow motion, I got a yard. Hell, who needs a notion? And he's sitting there in a sexy tan line in a long tan next to mine, cranking up crazy. Me and my baby. Hold up, it's getting out of control. We might just sit back and take a nap. Like my blue tick red, yo, he rolls like that. Yeah, he might boot scoot later tonight. Throw it back, meet the neon light. Until that sun sets in the sky, we'll be rocking out and wasting time. Cranking up the crazy,
cranking up the crazy.
picking up crazy.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic.
I'm good.
How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm rocking. I'm away at the moment. We're up in a place called Warwickshire, sort of, so just having a bit of R&R, but wanted to make sure I made contact with you.
Absolutely. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited, and I'm glad that I'm hearing and listening to your voice right now, and I was a little bit concerned.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful thing, and I have your music on standby. We're going to play your tunes, and I want to jump right into the episode and into the interview, and I want you to tell me a little bit about your career. I know that you're hugely popular, and I know that you have a lot of great music. You've worked with Hilary Duff. So you guys that's tuning in right now, I want you to know a little bit about this gentleman, about this superstar, this talented celebrity. He's worked a little bit with Hilary Duff. He's done a lot of different things. One of his tracks, Haunted Dance Hall, was featured in a Hollywood film starring Hilary Duff. You guys know who Hilary Duff is. And Snakes on Planes was played on BBC Radio in Cambridge to 1 million people live. Oh, my goodness, I got goosebumps going all up and down my spine. Millions of people.
Well, it's nice to help that.
All right, so you know what? How did you get into music and running your company? Tell me a little bit about that.
I started off early. My mum was a musician, so I kind of got into it really early, just watching her playing piano and just kind of, you know, she was like dropping boogie-woogie kind of left-hand thing going on, and I was just really kind of like blown away by it. So I just wanted to know how she did it. So I just watched, you know, and by sort of, you know, about the age of 10, you know what I mean, I was starting to play a few chords and find my way around the piano. And then I, you know, got into bands. I was supporting kind of big reggae bands when I was about 16, bands from sort of like the Midlands area who were kind of like bands like Misty and Roots and Steel Pulse, big kind of like sonic, epic, juggernaut bands that were just, you know, really doing it on that front. So I was lucky enough to be hanging around with some very cool people at an early age, and then moved up to London from the South Coast, and then I got a deal with EMI, making house records with some really cool people, and then, you know, went through, sort of sailed through the 90s, basically making records in the UK and Australia, and having a few hits here, there and everywhere, and then came back to the UK in early 2000s and set up Kusha Deep Records, really because the industry had kind of changed, you know, done a bit of a 360. And I've been putting out records on Kusha Deep Records, you know, obviously since then, and just really just building that whole kind of legacy brand, if you like, to people kind of know that when they're tuning into what I'm doing, they're getting a bit of quality. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
That's it in a nutshell.
And so tell me, yes, I can hear you. You're coming through loud and clear, and that is just fabulous. I love it. So tell me a little bit about Ceasefire. You have various EPs that's out now that you've put out in the past and right now. Tell me a little bit about Ceasefire.
Ceasefire was an EP that was out in 2015. It was me kind of revisiting my kind of reggae kind of influences, you know, the Jamaican sort of dancehall flavors that I was really into as a kid. And I'd been through sort of doing lots of different kind of things musically, and it was just me revisiting things that I was kind of really into, you know. So there's certain things that you hear in a dancehall situation, you know, like just certain bass lines and certain grooves. And so there was a few things that had been in my consciousness from an early age that I just felt, you know what, I want to revisit that. I want to put some vibes around it, some new vibes. And that's where the Ceasefire kind of idea came from. There's three tracks on that with some remixes as well. There's a track on there called Back from the Brink, which is actually really just about putting down the weapons and putting down the kind of the animosity towards each other and trying to work things out, you know, finding peace within our differences. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I do have a little break that I need to take right now, and then I'm going to come back and play a little bit of your music, if that's okay.
That's super cool with me.
Wonderful. All right, so you guys, I'm going to jump into a little break, then we're going to come back and play some music by this awesome, awesome, talented young man. We're going to get into it. All right, I want you guys to take a listen to this. Before we get into the music, I want you to tell me a little bit. You also, which individuals, some individuals may know, may not know, that you have written 2 books. So you're an author as well.
I have, yeah. Yeah, I am indeed, yeah. Just before we kind of move into the books, that wasn't actually my track, believe it or not. I think it might have been a mix-up there. But nonetheless, I thought it was a very nice tune, but it wasn't actually mine. I think you kind of had Rocksteady, was a track called Rocksteady, but it's cool. Obviously, whatever that was, it was really cool, and I'm sure they're very happy with it. The book side of things is interesting because I had, you know, a lot of kind of experiences touring for like 15 years or whatever, so I kind of met a lot of people while I was on the road, and I just felt they all had incredible kind of tales to tell. So I wrote this book basically called Road Tales, and it's really just a little book of inspiration for people who are looking, you know, for feeling kind of like, you know, situations in their life where they can't feel that they can get through it. And there's 15 stories of people that just been through quite sort of incredible things and actually found the other way around it. So that's Road Tales. It's just 15 stories of incredible people from sort of Aboriginal evangelicals in Australia to Guatemalan freedom fighters to artists that kind of, you know, have helped people kind of speak again through using art. So yeah, it's one of those things when you're kind of meeting these people and they've all got stories to tell. Do you know what I mean? And I just felt that they needed to be jotted down and all the rest of it.
That is lovely. That is wonderful. And so I'm going to jump on in and play Rock Steady. We're going to do that right now, if that's okay.
That's the one.
Okay, here we go.
That's great. That's
take
cool.
A listen.
Yeah.
All right, so that was rock
steady. That was all right,
just
wasn't
to make,
it?
Yeah, so just to make sure we have everything on point, I want you to go ahead and tell me a little bit about rock steady before we change gears, and I'm going to play Diamonds. So tell us a little bit about rock steady, who the artist is, and tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, so Rocksteady is really just an anthem about kind of just, you know, not really kind of going down in the storm. Do you know what I mean? It's basically just saying, like, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to be pretty much rocksteady. But it's a kind of affirmation to myself, really, to be fair, just to sort of go, look, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to be rocksteady. Interesting video we shot actually in New York City, and I had the whole idea of that American Werewolf in London. So he's a sort of vigilante, and he turns into a werewolf. So it's a really cool video, and he just wants to clean the city up and keep it kind of safe and all the rest of it. So, yeah, it's a very cool. It was shot by Brendan McGowan in New York, and definitely worth a check out. And it's just one of those kind of epic anthems. And, you know, although I'm kind of into lots of different music, so rock and roll is kind of like one of my flavors. But, you know, whatever I do, it's soulful, do you know what I mean? Even if I'm doing sort of rock and roll kind of stuff, it's got a lot of melodic structure and a lot of sort of soul elements to it. Do you know what I mean? It's not just out and out kind of guitar blitz kind of vibe. I think there's a lot more warmth in there than I hear on a lot of rock and roll records these days. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. You know, I'm really enjoying speaking with you and learning about your music and all of where you've been and what you do. And before we run out of time, I want to get this music on airplay. Tell me a little bit about Diamonds in the Shadows.
Again, sort of like, you know what, a lot of these songs are all affirmations, really. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
They're all about basically kind of finding strength within yourself to do sort of amazing things while we've got this chance on this planet. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So Diamonds in the Shadows is really about kind of, again, sort of suggesting that sort of like we're all shining, but some of us allow moss to grow over that kind of diamond within us, and it's about basically shining that diamond every day and making sure that you are coming out from the shadows and actually shining like a diamond. So it's also about not being held back by other people's dogma or other people's belief systems about where they think you should be in your life. Do you understand what I mean? It's about you coming out and going, actually, you know what, I'm going to be the person I want to be. I want to shine the way I want to shine, and I'm going to let no one allow, you know, their moss to grow over my diamond. So it's about shining, really, that whole tune.
Awesome. Terrific. So, guys,
do you feel that?
Yes, I do. And we're going to take a listen to Diamonds in the Shadows. I love it. I love it. You guys, stay tuned. Come on now. Listen to this. Check it out.
Rachel,
on down, get on down. All right.
That's cool. I'm glad you're digging that one.
I'm telling you, I really felt that. That was a great song because diamonds in the shadow, we are. We're all diamonds. And sometimes we're shining brightly and sometimes we're trying to kind of just like break through just a little bit. We're in the shadow, but we're coming to the forefront. And I know that you're
definitely.
A very busy, busy man. And, you know, we got to do this again because we got another tune that
definitely.
We're going to play. So you come on back. I'm going to talk to you, you know, after we're off air. And then I'll see what your schedule is like and see when you can come back and get that other tune in. But I'm still going to do that for you. I know you're busy. I know you got to go. And I want you guys that's listening in right now, I want you to know something. All of us have gifts on the inside of us. All of us were born to do something wonderful and magnificent, not for ourselves, but for the next person. And so let me tell you this here right now. I want you to listen to me really good. My job on this planet is to help somebody within 24 hours. So it's my job to help somebody, help you guys to get to that next stage, get to that next plateau, whatever your dreams are, whatever you're doing, if it's music, writing, whatever it is, I want to push you and help you to get there. That's my job. That's what I love. That's what I love doing. And that's why I'm going to talk to this young man when he has time so he can come back. I'm going to get your schedule again. And I think that's going to be phenomenal, and it's going to be a great, great blessing within this universe.
That sounds good to me. Okay, let's do that again real soon, yeah?
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I can't wait, can't wait.
Okay.
And so I know you got to run.
Let me finish off by just saying, look, thanks to you. Thanks for having me on the show. Thank you to all the listeners. And if they want to find out about me, just check out Kusha Beat Music or Dara, DARRA. And, you know what I mean, you'll find all the music and stuff. And we'll definitely come back on again real soon, yeah?
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you
I really
for having
appreciate
me.
You. You're welcome.
Okay, brilliant. Cheers,
all
love.
Right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. So, guys, you heard the great music. You heard the wonderful things that this young man is doing. He is fantastic, fabulous, and I was just so blessed to have him on today. You know, I really didn't get to some of the meat of what he has done and what he is doing. Some of his music has been featured on Nashville Music TV. He's been on the front cover of Hype Magazine. So you guys know about Hype Magazine. He's been on the front cover of Hype Magazine, Top Hits and Music Box. Now, Top Hits and Music Box is in the UK. That's UK. But, of course, Hype Magazine is worldwide. You guys know about that. And so he's been all around the globe. And he's just fabulous, fantastic, doing wonderful things, connecting with individuals on, you know, so many different various levels. So he does work in UK, he does work in the USA and in Spain, and so his music has been played and featured on Heart FM in Spain, and so he's doing a lot and very busy, and I really appreciate him taking the time out of his schedule to come on today. And so I want you guys to really, you know, dig in deep within yourself, dig in deep within yourself, dig in your heart, dig in your soul, dig in your spirit, dig in deep, you know, to help somebody else. Because if we're not helping somebody else while we're on this planet, my God, what are we doing? And so we're here for a reason. We've been blessed by God Almighty to be here for a reason, for a purpose, you know. And so we have to really do those things to help somebody else, encourage somebody else, help put a smile on somebody else's face. That is my whole belief, 100%, 1,000%, 100%. And I just believe in that totally to the max fully every single day. You know, this has been an awesome show, an awesome broadcast. And I thank you guys so very much for tuning in and listening, whether it's right now live or whether you're listening by download or on demand. I really appreciate that. And so you guys, if you don't know, I want to let you know this broadcast can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Radio Public, and also, of course, we have the player on the website, thefiercefemalenetwork.com. You can always take a listen at thefiercefemalenetwork.com. And if you can, please do go to Radio Public. Radio Public is my main outlet, radiopublic.com. I would greatly appreciate if you sign up and be a subscriber. It's totally free. There's no charge. Just sign up at Radio Public. I would greatly appreciate that. Become one of the subscribers. And every time a broadcast comes out, you'll be the first to know about it. Top off the list. Fresh, 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 fresh. All right, so guys, I really do appreciate you for tuning in on tonight. It was a phenomenal holiday. I hope you enjoyed your holiday today on Memorial Day. Don't eat too much, but I want you to be safe. Stay safe. And you know what? Love one another. Love one another. Love, love, love. Love one another. Love is the most powerful, the most powerful gift that we can give to somebody, true, pure love, the most powerful thing that we can give to someone. And so I don't want to get in, spill over into another show. You know, guys have so much on the inside, and it just kind of bubbles up, and it just automatically spills out when I go to talking and flapping my gums. So, guys, love one another. Be true to one another. Love on somebody. You know, give – well, no, you can't give somebody a hug. I'm so used to hugging folks. But you know what? Give them a little elbow bump. Let them know that you care. Let somebody know that you care about them. And so this has been Fierce on today. And you guys, peace.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.